Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. An alert has been issued for thunderstorms across 30 départements this morning, from the Gironde to the Allier. Hail and strong winds have been forecast. Throughout the day, these storms will spread to the southeast, the Ardèche, the Var, through the Haute-Alpes, as well as the north. An inmate has died by suicide in the prison of Fleury-Mérogis. This is the 11th case of suicide in 8 months in Europe's largest prison. The 48-year-old man was found hanging in his cell by his sheets, according to the prosecution. Wildfires have hit Portugal in the south of the country. Over 21,000 hectares of vegetation have burned down in the Algarve, leaving 32 people injured, including one seriously. Part of the small town of Monchique, which is 164 kilometres south of Lisbon, has had to be evacuated. More than 1,400 firefighters have been deployed. In Gaza, the violence continues between Hamas and the Israelis, with 70 rockets fired yesterday from the Palestinian side and the Israelis responding with air raids. Israeli bombs have killed 3 people so far, including a woman and her child. The United States will sanction Russia for its use of Novichok. The gas is one of the most toxic to ever exist. America has accused Russia of using it in the Skripal case in the United Kingdom, in which a former spy was poisoned. The US services have confirmed the use of the product, according to a spokesman for the State Department. US law on chemical weapons means its use must result in economic sanctions. And finally, the wolf is due to be reintroduced to the French countryside between the Tarn and the Hérault. This according to an announcement from the prefecture of the Tarn. There are an estimated 430 wolves present in France already. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.